Okay. Now, what we're doing during Elul Shvi'i Yom Kippur is going through the davening of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What I'll be doing is going through Rambam Yesod HaTorah, Yesod HaSamuna. We'll end up going through the Yud Gimel Yitre Amuna. But every Yontif, the din of Mikra Kodesh, Elu Moadeh Hashem Mekroi Kodesh, Shkrusim Moadeh. Mikra Kodesh means a number of different things. Mikra Kodesh, first of all, the Ramban basic machlokes between the Rashi and the Ramban of Tefillah B'Tzibur. According to Rashi, Tefillah B'Tzibur is a chiyuv. That means if I am within Dalad Milim of a minyan, I'm a chiyuv to seek out the minyan and daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. Number one. According to the Ramban, no. It's a Madregan Tefillah. The Ramban agrees it's a Madregan Tefillah. Ramban says it's the Chiyav Doraisa to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur on Mikroi Kodesh, Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tefillah B'Tzibur, Lima Torah B'Tzibur. So our Kriyas HaTorah is with Lima Torah B'Tzibur, part of Mikra Kodesh, davening Tefillah B'Tzibur, Mikra Kodesh. Another aspect of Mikra Kodesh, that every Yontif has a basic idea and basic theme. And we have to express it through our Limud HaTorah, we express it through our Tefillah. So that's why in Yontif we read Minyona D'Yoma. In our davening, we talk about Yontif. Rosh Hashanah is different, major difference in davening between Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and other Yom Tovim. Other Yom Tovim, we have Dushas Hayom, we end up Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, and in the middle we'll say Chag HaMatzah Tzedek, Chag HaShavuot Tzedek, Chag HaSukkot Tzedek. Okay. On Rosh Hashanah, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Al Kol Haaretz, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. Then we say HaMelech HaKadosh. In the Machlokas Achronim, whether or not, if you just say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, you have to go back in your davening. Chaim Yustapatskin, yes, because Melech HaKol Haaretz is part of the Mikra Kodesh to Kedushas Hayom. The two brachas of Malchus that we say is HaMelech HaKadosh and Melech HaKol Haaretz. Two very different ideas of Malchus. HaMelech HaKadosh means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is distinct from this world, is above us from this world. What is HaKel HaKadosh or HaMelech HaKadosh? He thinks Kadosh ain't a goof. He's not physical. We can't talk about him in any physical terms. Distinct from the physical world. Melech HaKol Aretz, he exerts his malchus in this world. He functions in this world. Distinct from this world, separate, but functioning in this world. It's Melech HaKol Aretz. Now, normally we say, Ata Kadosh, Vishimcha Kadosh, Udosh B'chol Yom Yehaluch Hasela. What does that mean? The reason we begin, just to familiarize you, the reason we begin davening Hol Hashem in Eilim, Hol Hashem Kavod, Hol Hashem Kod Shema. What does that mean? We come to daven Hol Hashem in Eilim because Kadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate authority. He rules this world. When I come in front of him to talk to him, Shomei Tfila, Adecha Kol Boso Yavo, anyone can talk to him. But I'm not coming like anyone talking to him. Hol Hashem Ben Eilim. I'm coming to him. I have special inside rights. Why? I'm Bnei Eilim. I have a great grandfather all the way back of Avraham Avinu. In other words, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu. That's why we begin Adavin. Okay, Avram, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov, Hol Hashem Bnei Eilim. Then we go to Gvuros, Ato Gibor Olam Hashem, Hol Hashem. Hol Hashem Kavavos. Then we go to Kedushas Hashem, Kavod Shemo, Yishtach Hashem Bahadras Kodesh. So we talk about Ata Kadosh. You are distinct from this world. You are the power in this world, Hakel HaKadosh, who's distinct from this world and runs this world completely. Vishimcha Kadosh. What do you mean? Shimcha Kadosh means two separate things. What do we talk about the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are as follows. The essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu we'll never understand. But when we say in Anim Zmiros, Kulasu Gorasecha Kinu Lefok Lutoke Pu'ula Secha. Your greatness and your power, Kinu, we gave it a name through your activities. Dimos, so we have an imagination of what it is. Velok Tefigeshu, but that's not what you are. Yashvucha, and we equated you with Yimat Secha. By what you do. That means we have no concept of understanding how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what he is, and how it is. It's beyond our capacity to understand. But we do know he functions and rules and runs this world in a very detailed way. Yashvucha, and we equate you, Lufi Ma'asecha. Now, in all of his activities, there's certain different darche HaKadosh, midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we mean by midos HaKadosh? Sometimes it's a midos HaRachmim. Sometimes it's a midos HaDin. There's certain patterns of activity that organize many things HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And sometimes he functions this way and sometimes he functions that way. The Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu reflect different aspects of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu functions in this world. Yudkei Vavkei, Hoya Hova V'yia. He's a source of existence in this world. Elokim, he's the Baal HaKochos Kula. He has all powers come from him. Din. Shimcha Kadosh. what you are. All these things come from beyond, are from a non-physical source. And we have to treat it with Kedusha. So we're very careful with Hashem, Hashem. Now we say an interesting thing. Ukdosh b'chol yom ya'aluch hosav. What does that mean? We wake up in the morning. First thing we do, Mashiach Sodom b'chachma. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our goof functions properly. And then we say, but that's not who we are. Elokai Yeshama, Sa'ata B'torah, and Neshama too. And that unique union of Guf and Neshama. Kind of Neshama Shazat V'Tahor. Now some people, the different people, their self-image, who and what they are. Some people cannot think beyond their physical limitations. No. They are physical beings thinking in physical terms. And only in physical terms. When they project their image, they project their image as physical beings. They can't relate to something beyond the physical. But Klal Yisrael, I remind you continually, you're not just a goof, you're a neshama too. And we are kadosha. We have a mitzvah to be kadosha, to be spiritual beings. Understand that the essence is beyond this physical world. And only Kedoshim, people understand there's another dimension to this world, besides the physical, can they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you think of the world totally in physical terms, you can't go beyond it. Can't get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't relate to him. You can't praise him. You can't have anything to do with him. Now, Klal Yisrael have been given a job in this world. We are the carriers of this message to the world. That the world is not just a physical place, physical beings. The spiritual dimension is that there's one God in this world who's running the world. That's our job in this world. To give that message to the world. Someday, the world's going to wake up to that message. L'chein, where we say, Tein Pachtucho. What do I mean? T-tame. It's not a bakosha. Why? How do I know it's not a bakosha? In the first three brachas, you're not allowed to have a bakosha. Tame means t-tame. At some day, that message will get through to the world. The world will wake up and be in a pachar of HaKadosh Baruch, where we've been the whole time. Okay. Now, many years ago, there was the Dvar HaFloga. Kadosh Baruch Hu scattered human beings all over the world, each with their different language. Vikar Sofa Achas Dvarim Achodim. One world unified together for good reasons, for bad reasons. They decided to take that unification of the world for bad reasons. Kadosh Baruch Hu decided, no, I'm going to spread them all over the world for the Shiva Mohans. But Lo'osid Lavo, when everyone will be willing to accept Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognize the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then all of humanity will get together around that idea. For what purpose? What will unify humanity? Now there are a lot of the latest liberal mishagas that screams in, sweeping the United States. No borders, no prisons, no armies. Love, 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 love. All you have is love. That's going to solve all the problems in the world. We're going to love each other. Someone's going, we got about to shoot you, I love you. Not this pope, the last pope, the idiot, said, you know, how do you fight terror with love? Go to Hamas and tell them, we love you. Hamas said, thank you, but we will kill you. But Lo said, Lavo, when the world will recognize that there's one ruler of the world, and he's running everything, then around that, and that's the only thing that will ever unify the world, what will be the purpose of joining together in one joint humanity? And we've known that all along. We know that all along. And at that point in history, when the nations of the world will wake up to this message that we've been trying to teach the world the entire time, which we're supposed to be teaching the world the entire time, taking cover, Hashem Le'amachad al-Sa'ubud, Klitz V'Klai Yisrael's been. V'chein, at that point, that subgroup in Klai Yisrael who dedicated their entire lives to that, you know, oh, finally the world woke up. Okay. Amelach HaKadosh. But then there's another Malchus. That is the recognition that there's something beyond this world. This world is run by spiritual forces. And one HaKadosh Baruch Hu run this world. But then there's HaMelech Al Kol Haaretz. Now Melech Al Kol Haaretz means a number of different things. And all of those are in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, this year Rosh Hashanah, we 5,787 years since Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon. That was the Yom HaShishi. 5 days before that, he said, Yihyor. Created the entire world, Yeshmei. And he continues to give it existence and run it in a hands-on way. First part of Melech HaKol Haaretz. Created the world, but continues to run this world. Number one and two. Three, Melech B'Mishpat Yamad Haaretz. He set us up a system how the world should be run. He gave us mitzvahs, he gave us affairs, and he sits in judgment. The government sets up a judicial system to run the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a judicial system. And Melech HaKol Haaretz through his din. Now, the introduction to Malchus Zichron Shavuos together is Olenu. Then it's not part of Malchut, it's the introduction to Malchut. That's why there's a machlokas, major machlokas, whether during the week we say Al Kein Kavlocha or Va Al Kein Kavlocha. Let's try to understand that in a second. On Rosh Hashanah, it's Al Kein Kavlocha. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah, Olenu, is a general introduction to that triplet of Malchut, Zichronos, and Shofros. And therefore, we begin anew with Al Kein Kavlocha. So, what do we say? How do we introduce? Aleinu Lishabeach LaAdon Hakol. What says Gedula LiYotze Bereishis? Who composed Aleinu? It's one of the oldest tefillahs that exist. Yehoshua composed it in Yericho. Why? Here it is, Yeshua's leading Klal Yisrael. Their first job is destroying all of Yericho. Now the question is, what gave them what right do they have to come and destroy Yericho? In today's world, you're not allowed to kill innocent human beings, right? You're not allowed to win a war. Okay. So he says, Oleinu Shabayach La Adon Hakol. What does the word Adon mean? Adon Olam. The Gemara says, there was never someone who called Adon until Avram Avinu. What is it? There are many different powers in this world. It's the power of the sun, it's the power of the moon, the power of the tides, the power of the rain, all sorts of different things. It's the power of money. The one to announce to the world that all of this is one being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he runs everything hands on, that's Adnos, running this world. Adon Hakol, Lo says Gedula, Yotze Breishis. What are these words, Yotze Breishis? When we say Modim Drabonon, what do we say? Okay, Yotzreinu, Yotze Breishis. Yotze Breishis means, wow, it says this should happen on those 6 days. There's a whole, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an entire process how the world was to develop until when Adam HaRishon left Gan Eden as the sun was setting on the 6th day, it was now a stable world. That's why Hu HaShemayim V'aretz HaChotzah. But each thing that happened in the day, there was a whole process that went through with whole different laws in nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the process, then ran that process. He's a Yotze Breishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything, and he created everything, and he created the process that created it. But at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, then created human beings, and chose one small group of people to represent his message to the world. He created us differently, and he gave us a different task than everybody else. Because of that, at this point in history, they worship nonsense. When it's following the will and they worship gods, they're not going to help them. Whether it's our gods, whether it's money gods, whatever gods they worship. He's not the Melech, he's Melech Malchei Hamlochem. He is the one who rules over all the other powerful things in this world. There's one time Putin thought he ran the world. He invades Ukraine in 30 days, it's all over, and taking over Europe 4 or 5 years later. Trump thought he runs the world. Okay, taking care in 1 week of Iran. Doesn't work that way. Find out he's not running the world. Everyone fine. Who runs the world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. He's the Melech, who's the Malchei Hamlochem. But he's HaKadosh, but he's beyond this world, Baruch Hu. Shunot to Shemai Yard. He created it all. Shkuna Suzo, Govem Roman. But he's above. Hu Elokeinu, Eino, he's north. Emes, what does that mean? The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Hilchos Asoreh Torah, Yisod HaYisodos, Omer HaChochmos, Leida Sheyesh Motzi Rishon. The most fundamental thing a Jew has to know. And the base of all other Chochma that exists is that there's the first being who existed before everything. Who himsi? He gave existence to this world. Who mamsi? Continues. And Aloha Dalas Vediyas Tovim. And he runs this world. Vediyas Tovim Zem Mitzvahs Esse. So Ramban explains to Bahak why he doesn't count as a mitzvah. Without knowing where you're going. Baruch Hu, you don't get mitzvahs means someone commands. They're commandments. Rambam's very careful. He doesn't say emuna. He says yidiyas. Yodata hayom hashivot elavacha. Take it, internalize it, make it part of you, make it part of your consciousness that your entire being revolves around. Yodata hayom hashivot elavacha. Put it down deep inside of you. Hashem huel kimashmai malaris mitachas. You know, there is no other thing in this world. That's introduction to Malchus, Zichronos. Now we get into the details. We get al kinakabucha. This is our, we say, Shehemit Manachko, we recognize this, and that is what we are doing here in this world. Don't think Klal Yisrael is here to do anything else. No. We're not here to do anything else. We'll go back to the idea we said after about the Kabbalah, Leos Behavis, we hope we're waiting for the day that the whole world will. Now, well, can a Kabbalah? The Havagilu and Marathon and Kosarasi. Everyone realizes all their Avodah Zorah is nothing. This has an Avodah Zorah of money, this has an Avodah Zorah of science, this has an Avodah Zorah of this, this has an Avodah Zorah of that. All the different Avodah Zorahs in this world. People think that's how the world is run. Not run that way. And then, what we'll be able to do, the sacking Olam B'malchus Shaddai. The liberal Jews say this is a Jewish concept called Tikkun Olam. They missed the boat. What is Tikkun Olam? Tikkun Olam B'malchus Shaddai. What's going to fix the world? All these people going to try to fix the world. You can't fix the world. Only one way of fixing the world will Tikkun Olam B'malchus Shaddai. That the world will recognize the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then once the world recognizes that and accepts it, all the evil in this world it goes away. Mr. Putin, you recognize you're around the world? Dr. Shmuel's around the world? You accept that? You're not going to go killing people anymore. Not going to do this then? Yakiru v'yedu. Okay. Two levels. They have to recognize. V'yedu means incorporating that into your entire being and knowing it. Kadosh tilachot sichra kol ber sishova kol loshon. What do you mean sishova kol loshon? Say this three times a day. Let's make sure you understand everything you say. What is a shvua? I take a shvua that a certain fact is true. Swear. If I violate, and it's a shvua by Hashem. What does it mean, swear by God that something is true? It means you are comparing this truth to the truth of the existence of HaKadosh Baruch. Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Torah, on the portal of Kim Memes, Hashem Elokim Hamas, Hu Levadu Hamas. That everything else in this world might be true or might not be true. Could be. Maybe yes, maybe no. there's a country called China. It's not a country. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. But there's only one thing that's always absolutely true, the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything for its truth depends on the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the existence. And his truth is, his existence doesn't depend on anything. But it's the only absolute, the only necessary fact that is true in this world. And that when people recognize that, and that becomes the standard of truth, and recognize that's the only absolute truth of everything in this world, see, Shava Kavashim. Kabul Chulam Atzor Machul Sefa. And then, Sefa Me'achavai. The Malchus Shochet. Very interesting. Tshuva Maram Rutenberg. Halacha is Hamelech Shemachal Kodo Kodo Mochlan. A Melech have to give Kovat to the Melech. Why? So Maram Rutenberg is Kakash Baruch Hu is Mamlech Malachim Velo Amulchim. Yes. Klai Yisrael had a Melech. But he did not have independent power. He was just the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus to Klal Yisrael. In Haftorah Parsha Zohar, Shmuel tells Shaul Osi Sholach Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me L'mashochacha L'melech Al Amo Yisrael. He sent me to make you his representative to rule HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malchus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has different people exercising that for him in this world. HaMalchus Shochohi. But you, Olmead Temochovet, you're going to, this Melech is good for 20 years. 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 But you, Omeyad Temochu Chava. So Hashem Yilochu all of that. This is the introduction to Malchus. We have Zichronos, we have Shofros. Me'etz Hashem Bli Neder, next few weeks, I'll go through it just to show you all the different ideas that we're talking about when we say this tefillah. According to the Rambam, Malchus, Zichron, and Shofar, and Mitzvah, that's a Doraisa. Now we learn Baba Kamah.